Good morning, you listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at NeoCon, first day of the show, and I'm on the 10th floor in the managing commercial space with Robbie Isaac, the Vice President of Product Design. Robbie, how you doing?
Good. I'm doing well, Kemp. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I want to talk to you about what you're showing the A&D community up here and also some of the awards you've won. Before we get to that, though, how did you get in this business of designing flooring?
It goes back to high school, actually. When I was in Philadelphia studying at my high school, there was an arts program that introduced me to just the love of arts, and I got into an apprenticeship program where I learned under artists that were screen printing, and that translated into learning about the Philadelphia College of Textiles and Sciences, which was about 5 miles from my house, and I never knew about it growing up. And so I took a tour of there, and got into the program and loved it so much that, you know, I found my passion of textile design. Upon graduation, our Career Services Center had connections in the flooring industry, and they were able to place me in Southern California with Monterey Carpets at the time. Mm-hmm. And then the rest is history.
That's right. So Jack Mishkin was part of your training, right?
That's right. That's right. Uh-huh. Jack Mishkin, Sue Ross, they were my mentors from an early age.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right, let's start with the Best of NeoCon Silver Award you won. Tell us about that product.
Okay, yeah. The name of the collection is Liminal Space. And what that is, it's really this space of this moment in time or moment in your personal experience where you go from an idea that's not fully formed, you almost don't know what to do, what to expect, to the other side of it, which is in full form or completion. And our designer, Mac, who's been with the company for a few years now, it was his design assignment to work on this idea. And he visited with a print studio in Columbus, Ohio, and he did some artistic renderings of what he was thinking. And through his process, we were able to come up with some pattern ideas that he then took and masterly turned into product. So it's a collection that will consist of 5 patterns. When we were designing it, we were thinking about cross-market functionality, workplace, senior living, healthcare, all types of wellness places, higher education. And so we designed the patterns and the palette to really work with all those. It's a carpet collection. It's going to be available in tile and broadloom.
Okay. All right. So I was noticing walking in, you redesigned the space. I like the curved wall. Right on the floor, though, right as you're walking in, is an LVT product. And it doesn't look like faux wood, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Good idea.
That's
Tell us about that.
Yeah. Well, one thing that we've heard from the design community is there's a need for things beside that faux wood look. And so as we're exploring what we're doing, sometimes it's a stone that kind of feels like a stone but isn't a faux stone. In this case, we added a color accent to it, and we created this geometrical installation layout, and it consists of 3 running line patterns. So it's what we call our signature laying patterns, where you can, as a designer, specify the products you want to use and put them in. We have them pre-cut and sent to the site as is, and then the installer just has to lay it down. That has been a fan favorite at the show in this short morning, but we've been getting a lot of really positive reviews on that, and yeah, it's just one of our favorites as well.
What else are people excited to see here in your showroom?
So we have a new carpet collection called Mend, M-E-N-D, which our designer Alyssa worked on, and that has to do with this idea of visible mending, where you are taking things that are well-loved, like a textile or some kind of fabric that's been passed down, and when you see those areas that need to be repaired, you're mending them, but you're showing the care and the handcrafted craftsmanship that's put into making them reusable or usable so they can last for a really long time. So she did her own artwork again, translated them into these beautiful ideas of pattern, and then into 2 color point patterns and 1 traditional tufted pattern. So that's a hot one. We just launched that last week, and getting a lot of good reviews about that. And then we have a really beautiful LVT collection called White Sands. Our designer, Allison, went on a trip to White Sands, New Mexico, spent some time there, gathered a lot of inspiration, and turned those into patterns as well.
Well, you talk about all these products that you've come up with, and it sounds like your team is the ones that's driving the design. What have you been doing?
I've been encouraging them. We start with this design word of the year that's kind of been our North Star for design direction and design development. So when our designers are tasked with these design assignments, they relate to that singular word. And this year's word was embrace. So all of those collections that I talked about have a relationship to embracing. So that liminal space, it's embracing on what's the other on the other side of creative exploration. In White Sands, embracing the unknown in that unknown space. With the Mend collection, you're embracing this new life that's given to fabrics and textiles and things after you put some love and craftsmanship into it. So as the team comes back from their design journeys, we as a team meet together and identify what we want to bring out and put into product. And so collectively, we're looking at how it relates to market segments, what palettes needs to be created. And yeah, it's just a team effort. I do have one in the works. It's just okay. It's just a little bit slower to get to market.
Oh, you need to earn your pay, right?
I do, right, exactly.
All right, so do you have any idea about which vertical sectors are creating most demand right now?
We're still seeing a lot of activity in healthcare and education. Workplace isn't dead by any means. You know, we're still watching it move in different ways, but we're seeing a lot of activity in healthcare and education for sure.
All right, Robbie, it was great to spend time with you. Yeah. Congratulations on winning the Silver Award, Best of Neocon. Again, been talking to Robbie Isaacs, the Vice President of Product Development and Design with Mannington Commercial, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.